This is Dan Reilly. According to reports, former NFL player Michael Orr has sued the family he thought adopted him, the Tuohys, alleging the story of The Blind Side was actually based on a lie. Orr says in the suit that the Tuohys allegedly tricked him into signing a conservatorship, allowing them to profit off him. The family calls the claims ridiculous. They claim they're the victims of a shakedown by Orr. Either way, regardless of who you think is lying here, one of the most inspiring sports stories of the last 30 years has been ruined. You remember the Danny Almonte scandal in Little League Baseball? This has something in common with that. A family got caught up in youth sports scandal there too. Stuff like Almonte and the lawsuit against the Tuohys involved situations where youth sports was robbed of a chance for the young to be an escape, or at least improve their lives. They are not a chance for someone to pad their egos or bank account. Look, either Michael Orr or the Tuohy family did that here. It's inexcusable. It could destroy whatever good name youth and college sports still has left. Families don't like stories like this when they flip on the news. Leagues should take action. Little League Baseball and Pop Warner Football should ban televised games from now on, as should high school sports. The NCAA needs to change the NIL to only allow players to profit off their likeness, of course, and adjust rules so that conservatorships aren't as much of an issue in the future. Youth sports cannot continue to be about making money off someone's back. And either Michael Orr or the Tuohy family was involved in that. Either one of them is going to come away with egg on their face in this. This is a situation where a relationship between a guy and a family that took him in has been ruined. Either Michael Orr is lying and shaking down the Tuohys, or the Tuohy family exploited him for a quick buck. Either way, the idea of using sports to exploit money, to exploit someone to make a quick load of cash, is in the spotlight once again. I've got a feeling, regardless of who's telling the truth in this lawsuit, we're going to have to throw our old copy of The Blind Side in the trash. This is Dan Reilly for Sports Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in, and so long.